And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 16th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of Eugene O'Neill, born in a Broadway hotel room in New York City, 1888. His father, a famous actor, the boy spent much of his childhood in trains and hotels, following his father on tours. When he was 24 years old, Eugene O'Neill fell sick with tuberculosis, spent 6 months in a sanatorium, began to read the classic playwrights there, and when he got out, he began writing furiously. He wrote 11 one-act plays in just a few years. He moved to Provincetown, Massachusetts on Cape Cod, 1916, fell in with the theater group, the Provincetown Players, who began producing his plays, had his first success on Broadway when he was 32, a play called Beyond the Horizon, went on to write Anna Christie, Strange Interlude, and Long Day's Journey into Night. It's the birthday of Oscar Wilde, born Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde in Dublin, 1854. The young man went to Trinity College, studied the classics there, got a scholarship to Oxford, where he became involved in the aesthetic movement, grew his hair long, dressed in dark velvet, displayed peacock feathers and sunflowers, and believed in art for art's sake. Gilbert and Sullivan had written a comic opera about that time entitled Patience, which satirized the aesthetic movement. And when it went to America, the producers weren't sure if Americans would know what the opera was making fun of, and so they arranged for young Oscar Wilde to go on a lecture tour of North America so that people would be able to get the jokes in the Gilbert and Sullivan opera. He was 27 years old when he landed in New York, January 1882, asked what he had to declare. He said, "Nothing but my genius." He made stops in Boston, Topeka, Des Moines, Houston, St. Paul, San Francisco, 100 other cities. He gave a lecture to coal miners in Leadville, Colorado, where he saw a sign in a saloon that said, "Please do not shoot the pianist. He is doing his best." Oscar Wilde went back to London, where he edited a magazine called The Woman's World, and where in 1891 he met and fell in love with a younger man. And in the few years that followed, Oscar Wilde had the most productive period of his literary life, wrote his novel The Picture of Dorian Gray, wrote the play A Woman of No Importance, and his masterpiece The Importance of Being Earnest, writings which revolved around the idea of men leading double lives. Here's a poem for today by Harvey Ellis entitled Ancestors. My ancestors surround me like walls of a canyon, quiet, stone hard. Their ideas drift over me like breezes at sunset. We gather sticks and make settlements. What we do is only partly our own and partly continuation down through the chromosomes. My son, my baby, sleeps behind me, stirring in the night for the touch that lets him continue. He is arranging in his small form the furniture and windows of his home. It will be a lot like mine. It will be a lot like theirs. Ancestors, a poem by Harvey Ellis, from Sleep Not Sleep, published by Wolf Ridge Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.